Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. For injuries, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne on the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. You know, I haven't spent enough time talking to you about lockdowns that I believe are coming this year. And you say, Wayne, we're going to have lockdowns again? COVID lockdowns? No, I don't think we're going to have COVID lockdowns, although you don't know. I mean, I'm not sure because these people are crazy. But I know we're going to have climate change lockdowns. And I know it because that's what the World Economic Forum wants. They're dying for us to have climate change lockdowns. They don't want us to have cars. They don't want us to have gas stoves. They don't want us to use any energy of any kind. They're insane. And if you think Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist, just go to the front page of the World Economic Forum website. Check it out. They don't want anyone to drive a car ever again. They want you to walk or ride a horse, I guess, or have a donkey cart. I don't know what they want. They want us to all live like Cuba. They don't want any of the serfs or slaves of the world to be able to live independent lives. No cars allowed. They fly private jets, but you can't even fly in a jet. Forget about a private jet. You can't even fly commercial. They won't allow cars. You don't think they're going to allow jets, do you? So they're looking for, they say it out loud, they want climate change lockdowns, and there are cities in the world. One of them is in England, and the other one is, I think, Australia, I believe, that are trying as an experiment climate change lockdowns, where you are locked into your own neighborhood. You literally can't go more than three blocks without, you know, some sort of ID pass that gives you permission in advance that you paid for the right to leave your three square block radius on certain days, on certain hours, and then. And there's like a further restriction that you can't go a little further than that just in general ever. So it's all insanity, and these people want us all to be serfs and slaves, and they want us to be their serfs and slaves and have nothing and love it and have no cars and walk and literally eat crickets because you can't eat meat anymore. They're crazy people. They're madmen, and I believe it's going to come down to war in the middle of the streets. I really do. I don't know if it's going to be this year. I don't know if it's going to be next year, but it seems to me that we're all headed for some sort of a civil war, revolution, mass disturbance, whatever you want to call it, anarchy in the streets. But I could tell you there's never going to come a day where you're going to lock me down for any reason, climate change or COVID. I could tell you there will never be a day where you tell me where I can drive. There will never be a day where you'll take my car away. There will never be a day where you take my guns away. There will never be a day where you tell me I can't eat meat or chicken ever again. I'm going to eat crickets. It's not going to happen. Believe me, there will be war. Believe me, we will have to fight, and we will have to do whatever is necessary to beat these people forever, to take them out of our lives. That's how bad it is. And I want you to see this exclusive article that's out right now from the Children's Health Defense .com website. Now, keep in mind, this is not some crazy lunatic QAnon. This is not from some crazy lunatic conspiracy theorist, wild, radical, to the extreme right conservative website. This is Bobby Kennedy's website. Children's Health Defense is Bobby Kennedy's website. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of the president, who's done such a great job with the vaccines and wrote one of the best-selling books of the year, if not the best-selling book of the year, about Fauci and what a piece of garbage he is and what a total fraud he is and what a criminal he is. And like me, has stood up against the vaccines from the first day. And Bobby Kennedy's website headline is exclusive WHO, meaning World Health Organization, proposals could strip all nations of their sovereignty and create a worldwide totalitarian state. In an interview with the defender, Francis Boyle, J.D., meaning attorney and Ph.D., doctor, bioweapons expert, and professor of international law at the University of Illinois, said the World Health Organization's latest proposals may violate international law. Boyle called for U.S. federal and state governments to exit the WHO immediately. Secretive negotiations took place this week in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss proposed amendments to the World Health Organization's international health regulations, considered a binding instrument of international law. Similar negotiations took place last month for drafting a new WHO pandemic treaty. While the two are often conflated, the proposed IHR amendments and the proposed pandemic treaty represent two separate but related sets of proposals that would fundamentally alter the WHO's ability to respond to public health emergencies. And guess who defines public health emergencies? They do. Oh, my God, everyone has a common cold. Everyone is sick with a cold. We've got to lock down your country. We've got to mask you for the rest of your life. You're going to wear masks while having sex. You will sleep at night with masks. You will be vaccinated with experimental vaccines because the common cold is a killer. Yeah, it's a killer after you get vaccinated. If you don't get vaccinated, it's just a common cold. These people are crazy. Critics warn that these new amendments will significantly strip nations of their sovereignty, and these two proposals could transform the WHO from an advisory organization to a global governing body whose policies would be legally binding. They would also expand the scope and reach of the IHR, which is the International Health Regulations, institute a system of global health certificates and passports. You know what passports are for? To make sure you're a good little sheep who's been vaccinated with the death jab, and allow the WHO to mandate medical exams, quarantine, and treatment. They would give the WHO power over the means of production during a declared pandemic. Do you hear communism? This is communist Cuba. This is the communist Soviet Union. This is the communist China. Power over the means of production. Government controlling production is pure communism. It's not even socialism. It's not even communism light. It's pure Soviet-style East German Cuban communism that destroys every country it touches. It also will call for the development of the IHR infrastructure at points of entry, such as national borders. Isn't that ironic? So they're going to, you know, decide who gets into and out of countries and whether you can leave your country like East Germany with the wall. But remember, we're in a country where all the liberals want the country to be completely open. Liberals want anybody in the world to come through our border. They want you to take control of the border. They don't want you to leave. That's the issue. National borders. They will also redirect billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex and remove mention of, quote, respect for dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of the people, unquote. Wow. I really don't know what to say, folks. They're just getting together, these elites, and they're trying to destroy America and destroy freedom and destroy our lives and make middle-class people poor, and it's real, real scary. Other things that are scary. News is out today that the highest levels of White House leadership pushed for social media censorship. Also out today, guess who's behind the anti-gas stove crusade? The World Economic Forum and the Democrat lackeys. I told you, they don't want you to drive. They don't want you to use energy of any kind. They don't want you to have gas stoves ever again. It's just incredible. And then we found out that Adam Schiff was personally calling, or at least his office was. I don't know if it was him on the phone himself or his chief of staff, or they asked some lackey to make the phone call. But Adam Schiff is a madman. These are Nazi Soviet-level madmen who just believe that no one else has a right to speak but them. And no one else has a right to have an opinion but them. And he was literally calling social media and saying, cancel this guy, cancel that guy, ban this guy, cancel that guy, censor that guy. These are the people you're dealing with, the most horrible people in world history. Certainly, you know, was the Hitler regime. But these people are certainly trying to be close seconds. They're trying to copy the Soviets and other, you know, despotic communist murderers and the Nazis in the form certainly of propaganda, if not outright murder. But I think you could argue that the COVID vaccines are outright murder. Look at this one. Australia's COVID vaccine rollout was secretly headed up by the U.S. military. All the tyranny that took place in Australia throughout the COVID pandemic was headed up secretly by none other than the United States military. From the initial lockdowns to the mask and vaccine mandates, all of it was spearheaded by the U.S. Department of Defense, which embedded its people within the power structure of Australia in order to subdue the nation under tyranny and genocide. I mean, you read this stuff and you go, could this even be possible? Could someone be making this up? And every time it turns out to be true. Pharmacologist Philip Altman and a group of Australian scientists, doctors, and medical academics all claim that the DOD of the United States had a dominant role in the response to the COVID virus and the subsequent development, manufacture, and distribution of the COVID vaccines. Operation Warp Speed, they say, which was proudly unveiled and unleashed by Donald Trump before he was replaced by Joe Biden, allowed the DOD to manufacture injections rapidly. Those injections, Altman says, designed, owned, and managed all the vials that were plunged into the arms of Aussies, many of whom had no choice but to comply or else lose their livelihoods and ultimately their lives. According to Altman and his coalition of experts, the U.S. Department of Defense spent billions on large-scale manufacturing demonstrations that had absolutely nothing to do with the legitimate science. It was all a fraudulent psych-op, meaning psychological operation, designed to generate billions of dollars in new profits for Big Pharma while depopulating much of the planet. The intention was to create the impression that the normal regulatory processes were being followed, when in reality they were bypassed completely. Australian governments and regulatory authorities participated in the deception, repeatedly assuring the citizenry that there was sound oversight, where have we heard that one from, to ensure safety and efficacy, even when it was obvious that in the medium term, the safety was impossible to assess, and the requirement for repeated boosters showed the injections were not effective for any length of time. We were the ones that were killing Australians and ruining their lives. Isn't that amazing?
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because I seriously doubt anyone's ever given you $15,000 in free silver. So you got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here. And it's only on your first order. The first time you call an order is the only chance you got to win $15,000 in free silver. And it's not like it's a lottery, like 50 people will try and one will win. It depends on how much silver or gold you buy. But the more you buy, the more free silver you get. So you may get $1,000 in free silver, you may get $2,000, you may get $3,000, you may get $5,000, or you may get $15,000, depending on whether you buy a lot, whether you buy a lot for yourself, whether you buy a lot for your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k, any of those retirement accounts. And that's what they do. Goldgate Capital is the official precious metals company of this show, the Way Down the Root show. And you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k, or just for yourself. And they'll deliver it right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So be among the first 100 callers today. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD. Do it now, 855-770-GOLD. And, or go to GoldGateCapital.com. And or go to GoldGateCapital.com. Very good sponsors of the show for about 8 months now. Thank you, Goldgate Capital. Let's talk about some other topics. I just finished telling you about Australia's COVID vaccine rollout and how the United States government was in the middle of it. You know, when you talk about foreign interference in elections, the United States is the king of foreign interference all over the world in everything. We stick our noses in everything all over the world, and we do things to people that's none of our business, and we bomb people, and I never thought I'd be saying things like this. I'm so, you know, just shocked
what's become of my United States of America. Very scary. And lately, the United States of America was actually threatening to ban all gas stoves. And they've backed away from that because there was such an outpouring, an outcry. So many people were screaming. The Democrat Party realized nobody's ready for that yet. But obviously, they're looking to make it happen sometime in the future. You know, if they can't do it now, they'll scale it back and they'll wait for another more opportune time to do it. But this is their goal. And so here's an article. Guess who's really behind the anti-gas stove crusade? The World Economic Forum. Citing concerns about harmful pollutants, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has recommended banning gas stoves from all new construction. It turns out, though, that the CPSC, which is the Consumer Product Safety Commission, is not the original source of this latest green agenda. According to the CPSC, gas stoves are a hidden health hazard that harm children, and as such, government has to ban gas-powered appliances from everything new that gets built across the United States, the former land of the free. Natural gas stoves, which are used in about 40% of homes. By the way, I believe I've used a natural gas stove my entire life. I don't believe I've ever had an electric stove at any time other than, you know, in a vacation condo. I've always had natural gas stoves. They emit air pollutants, they claim, such as nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and fine particulate matter at levels the EPA and the, here we go again, the WHO, the World Health Organization, have said are unsafe and linked to respiratory illness, cardiovascular problems, cancer, and other health conditions. CNN also chimed in, breaking from its usual COVID fear-mongering campaigns, to claim the science is opposed to gas stoves. Especially in a small apartment, families with young children and gas stoves risk harming their children. None of this is true, of course. Gas is cheap, abundant, highly efficient, while electric, the green alternative, is expensive, unreliable, and highly inefficient. But since the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and other globalist entities want gas to become inaccessible to the masses of slaves and sheeple, they're now manufacturing, meaning making up the science to claim that gas is dangerous. It's really unbelievable. By the way, it's been known for years that one of the biggest poisons in the world is fluoride. And yet they dump it in our water and we all drink tap water. I mean, I don't, but a lot of you do. I drink only bottled water. I won't go near tap water because tap water is filled with fluoride and fluoride causes brain damage. But of course, government doesn't ban that. You know why? They want your brain damage so you'll suck up to them and listen to everything they say. It's truly amazing. California Air Resources Board has voted to end the sale of natural gas heaters by 2030. Some states are already in the process of banning gas appliances. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is trying to ban all gas appliances in new construction. New York being another communist state like California that prefers green over freedom. They want to forcibly restrict people's freedoms and liberties and bankrupt us, make us pay monstrous electric bills that no one could afford, so your entire life is dependent on Big Brother government.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Many folks are looking to become a billionaire tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot has surged to $1.35 billion for tonight's drawing. It's the second largest top prize in Mega Millions history. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
Broadcaster Al Michaels says calling Thursday night football games this season was like trying to sell a used car. Take the Broncos-Colts game in week 4. He says it was dreadful. Michaels says he tries to echo the feelings of what the fans feel because he's also a fan. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome.
welcome back to the show. I wanted to mention Engineer Tax Services. They're the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you own a small business, you want to listen up. Because even though you have a small business, even though you have a retail store, you have a mom-and-pop business, you have a little one-man business or one-woman business or 10 employees, all of them qualify for giant tax credits only if you are in partnership here with Engineer Tax Services. These guys are so good, ETS. They save you money. They help you keep more of your own money if you own a small business. They help you obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS, it's not like a new thing, by the way. It's not like it's a question mark. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They've got attorneys, engineers, and scientists who have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy and the little gal working directly with your accountant. Call ETS today to get a free no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. And what I want to do now is introduce a segment that I just did earlier today. It'll be airing tomorrow on my Real America's Voice TV program, Real America's Voice, at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific tomorrow is my show, America's Top 10 Countdown. And my guest was Harmeet Dhillon, who is running for RNC chair, Republican National Committee chair. She's running against Ronna McDaniel, who has done a horrible job. I always call them the three McLosers, McDaniel, McCarthy, and McConnell. And I want to get her out of there. And Harmeet Dhillon is a fantastic choice. And I interviewed her in my show, and you get to hear it first in the whole country right now. So coming up in just a matter of seconds, here's our interview with Harmeet Dhillon. All right, we've got our guest here. Every week we get great guests on this show, and we got a great one this week. Harmeet Dhillon is candidate for RNC chair, Republican National Committee chair. She is an RNC committee woman from California, a nationally recognized attorney, the managing partner of the Dhillon Law Group. The election for RNC chair is coming up in just about 2 weeks, January 27th at the annual meeting of the RNC, and we're glad to have Harmeet Dhillon with us. Harmeet, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
So, look, I'm really glad you're running, but I want everyone out there to understand why you're running for RNC chair. First of all, what do you bring to the game? And second of all, why do you think it's time to replace Ronna McDaniel?
Well, what I bring is I'm an activist in the Republican Party for over 35 years, dating back to my college days. I've held numerous positions in elected Republican volunteer organizations, including chairman of the San Francisco GOP. I'm a two-time candidate as a Republican, so have fundraised all over the country for that as well as for other candidates. Vice chair of the California GOP, responsible for both communications as well as door knocking and motivating voters and helping to elect Republicans. And finally, for 6 years, I've been on the Republican National Committee, participated in both of Donald Trump's campaigns actively, and was the head of numerous coalitions for him as well as a fundraiser and bundler. So I bring all of that experience for decades and leadership roles throughout my life in Republican politics to the table. But specifically, I've done a lot of the nation's Republican election litigation over the last few years, both representing various entities at the RNC, state parties, and then outside the RNC, getting support from major donors to help do election litigation. And one of my roles is as chairman of the Republican National Lawyers Association. So in this day and age when Democrats have used the courts as well as very effective organizing efforts in the states to corrupt and degrade our election laws, somebody who has experience in beating Mark Elias in court as well as in making sure that we pass laws that are geared towards a level playing field, I bring that to the table and no other candidate has that. And so why do I think we need change at the RNC? Well, there's been no leadership election at the RNC for 12 years. And for the last 6 years, Ronna McDaniel has been the chair. President Trump rewarded her for her role in getting him elected in Michigan fairly, to reward her for that, got her into that position, which was kind of rubber stamped by our party. And then he's endorsed her three times, but he hasn't endorsed her in this race. And I think that's significant. And moreover, we're going to have an open race for the presidential nomination. And so for that, I think we really need to be geared towards looking towards the future, not the past. And in the last few years, we've let the Democrats change our election laws, and we have not kept up, either in the courts or in beating them at their own game until we can change those laws back to how they are. You might be able to give ourselves a pass for 2020 because of COVID, but we did nothing to adapt between 2020 and 2022, where Democrats, contrary to the narrative of candidate selection as an excuse for us losing elections, look at who they got elected. John Fetterman, Katie Hobbs, a lot of other that. Ilhan Omar keeps getting elected. I mean, so their candidate selection is terrible. Raphael Warnock. And yet they keep getting these terrible candidates elected because they're better at elections than we are. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
And I intend to change that at the RNC.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you're exactly my kind of candidate, because I must tell you, Armeet, that to me, the whole problem with elections is no voter ID, mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, ballot drop boxes, no signature matching at all going on. I mean, the list is long. Illegal aliens voting. I live in Nevada, and I'm telling you, in Nevada, every illegal alien is allowed to get a driver's license at DMV. And while they're there, they're automatically registered to vote. So when people look you in the face and they say, oh, illegals aren't voting, that's a lie. Wayne Root, you're making it up. Every illegal in the state of Nevada automatically gets a driver's license, and automatically when they get a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote. You don't think they're voting? So the question is, can you, as an RNC chair and a brilliant litigator, can we finally do something about all these terrible things going on that tilt the playing field in favor of Democrats?
Well, there's two things that we can do, and the answer is yes. First of all, we raise a bunch of money at the RNC. Over the last cycle, the chair is taking credit for $1.5 billion in fundraising. Now, you and I both know that the majority of that fundraising is done with the benefit of Donald Trump's name, which now that we're in the next election cycle can't really be used the same way. So, in fact, we've seen in the last 2 years where we didn't have the White House a big drop-off in our fundraising. So, number one, whatever money you raise, it has to be spent very wisely. Number two, we really have to do a much better job at both beating the Democrats in court at their own game of filing lawsuits to challenge our election laws. If we aren't there to show up and oppose those lawsuits, we lose. Okay, that's a very important point. But number two, we have to have a game plan of winning at the election laws that we do have. Now, there are outside groups that do work like putting together packages of election bills that should be passed. That's not the RNC's job, but we need to be totally abreast at all given times about developments in election law, be training people on how to win on the election laws that we have, be raising and providing resources to states and to the top election lawyers in the country to make sure that we are beating the Democrats in these lawsuits as well.
All right. What would you specifically do differently than Ron and McDaniel, and what are your priorities? I think we've heard some of that in your conversation so far, but any specific priorities kind of stick out for you that you'd like to leave us with today so we know where you stand?
Sure. Well, I mentioned the large amount of money raised, but there's a relatively small amount of the money that then gets sent to the states. Only about 20% of that money gets sent to states to support their election of candidates up and down the ballot. Where's the other 80% going? Well, a large amount of it is going to overhead for fundraising, something like 40%. And that is to a bunch of consultants who I think are using outdated methods for fundraising, and that's a very fat margin. And then the rest of it is getting spent on, you know, some of it's transferred to the sister committees, NRCC, NRSC, but that's not a huge amount. Out. They do their own fundraising. And then some of it is joint fundraising with President Trump, so it's not really fair to call that our fundraising. And then some of it is just blown on stuff that we shouldn't be blowing money on. I mentioned the overhead. That's a big expense. Private jets. I mean, private jets, flowers,
yeah.
Lululemon, those are actually relatively small
restaurant
amounts.
Restaurant dinners,
to these.
Fancy dinners, hotels.
Yeah. but the biggest obscene expenditure is consultants who don't like America First candidates and don't care if we win or not. That's the biggest problem. When I look at the spending at the RNC, I see the same handful of consulting firms that got no-bid contracts, or somebody's cousin, somebody's roommate, somebody's, you know, husband or BFF, and all of a sudden they're getting tens of millions of dollars per cycle in revenue with no analysis whatsoever of are these people effective or not. You know, I've criticized our RNC budgeting process for not connecting the dots. Okay, we budgeted this much. What do we get for it? And should we be hiring that vendor again? We should normally be able to trust the chair to make those decisions, but our chair is an absentee kind of chair, and the building is being run by 30-somethings who have never had a job outside the RNC. So I would like to staff the RNC with experienced political professionals. Nothing wrong with a little gray hair. I have some gray hair. And we just need to make sure that what we're doing is using experience and using good judgment and using business judgment to help us win elections. And if vendors aren't working out for us, fire them. I've asked for an audit of all contractors and vendors at the RNC.
I like it.
We need to do some belt tightening. I'd like to have regional offices of the RNC so that we can hire the best and brightest talent that don't want to live in D.C., and that's a double benefit of getting better and brighter people, as well as having them not be captured by the swamp. And I think all of those things are things that I could do in addition to the specific policy priorities that I mentioned.
All right. And by the way, Harmeet, we have 1 minute left, so we got to be tight. But I got to ask you, give me a 30-second answer. I'm a MAGA guy. I'm an America First guy. I'm a Trump friend. And I just want to make sure that we will have, under your leadership, a fair RNC. Maybe you're not pro either side, but you're fair, and the MAGA candidates will get a fair shot.
Well, I think every candidate will get a fair shot. I'm fully in favor of the House 20 extracting the concession that our party should not be undermining America First candidates in primaries. That's outrageous. And my pledge to all American Republican voters who are going to be voting in the presidential primaries for Republican president is that we will have a level playing field. Everybody will be heard who is a legitimate candidate who's met certain thresholds to be on the debate, and the voters will choose.
Harmeet Tillon, candidate for RNC chair. The vote's coming up in about 2 weeks on January 27th. And we wish you well, and we're rooting for a new RNC chair. Thank you, Harmeet. God bless. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their taxes
attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I love the Babylon Bee. I really do. That's the comedy site. And for comedy to be funny, it's got to have some root in truth, right? There's got to be some truth to it. And they've got one today. The DOJ indicts Trump for Biden's possession of classified documents. And that is absolutely on the money what Democrats would like to do. Oh, wow, we found Biden committing a crime. Let's indict Trump. And that's basically what they did. At the very moment they raided Mar-a-Lago and they were considering charges against Trump, they knew that Biden had done the exact same thing, but they only went after Trump. Why didn't they raid Biden's garage? Why didn't they raid his office at the University of Pennsylvania? And just think about it. Trump's were sitting around in Mar-a-Lago with Secret Service protection. Biden's classified documents were sitting around in a garage near his Corvette in Delaware at a home that is under the name of Hunter Biden. And who's always at the house? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's one of the biggest creepy creeps in the history of mankind and just a corrupt piece of garbage who's been selling out America for years at the behest of his father, the big guy. And you got to assume that some of those classified documents maybe weren't there by mistake, just some pile dropped in the garage. You got to assume that maybe they involved Ukraine and China and all the business deals that Hunter does for his father in Ukraine and China, which means it could be treason. In other words, Biden was sharing classified information with his son who was doing business ripping off the American taxpayer. That's what I believe was probably happening. As a matter of fact, there were also documents found in Biden's Pennsylvania private office. You know what no one's talking about? Why does Biden have an office in Pennsylvania? It's at the University of Pennsylvania. And it's where the Biden Center is, and the Biden Center has taken huge donations from China. This guy is so dirty, and he's lobbied on behalf of China and yet he had classified documents there. I mean, it smells to high heaven. Whereas Trump had his documents in a secure room in Mar-a-Lago, which is guarded by the Secret Service. What's the big deal? Trump hasn't sold out America. Biden has sold out America. Biden and his son. So, you know, the whole thing, it just stinks to high heaven. It's just so amazing how there's two sets of rules in America and laws in America. And one is a justice system for Republicans, put them all in jail, throw the key away, don't worry about whether they're guilty or not. And the other justice system is for Democrats, and they can't get in trouble no matter what they do. It's truly discouraging and depressing. And the reality that America is now a lot like, you know, a dictatorship, and very close to one-party rule is very distressing and very disgusting. And if you watch my show tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown, you will see me explain how the GOP House, in other words, the GOP Congress, can yet save America. They can't pass a law. They can't pass a bill because it won't matter. The Senate will knock everything back down again. So for the next 2 years, the House, even though we've got it, it means nothing. We can't do a thing. But what we can do is open up a myriad of investigations and show the world what corrupt pieces of garbage the Democrat Party is filled with. These people are all traitors to America. And I come up with a list of the top 10 investigations that the GOP House can conduct that could save this country and show, rip open the Band-Aid and show the world what thieves and corrupt traitors and what communist scumbags the Democrat Party really are. So tune in tomorrow morning at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, realamericasvoice.com or the America's Voice app on your phone or channel 219 on Dish, or you can find it in a million other ways on streaming online, Real America's Voice TV. My show at noon Eastern. Global Healing is the sponsor of this very last few minutes of my show for the week. You hear my voice is going. If you don't, trust me, my voice is going. The last segment of the last hour of the last show of the week, my voice is always going. It's kind of had it, and I'm exhausted. And, of course, I did more than my 3 hours of radio today. I did an hour of my Real America's Voice TV show. We recorded on Friday morning. And I was busy doing that for hours, and I'm just exhausted. But Global Healing is the sponsor of this very last segment. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show, and now I am excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life, Global Healing. Global Healing is an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for 25 years. It's spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols. He is used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, and Hollywood stars, including President Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanism and eliminate the root cause of disease and protect your family. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war. That's the only way to get it. All right. I hope you have yourselves a great weekend. The Democrat Party is crazy. There's no question about it. I was right about COVID. I was right about rigged elections. I was right about the FBI and government agencies telling social media, ban Wayne Allen Root. It's really scary what's happened to our country, but we just keep fighting. And little by little, I think we're chipping away at them, and we're proving how bad they are. And that's why I think the GOP House really can make a big difference, because these investigations can showcase the criminals that make up the Democrat Party. DOJ indicts Trump for Biden's possession of classified documents. That's funny, but boy, that is very close to what they'd like to do. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.